The Princess switched again review. A slothful and slight appreciable rehash of the original rating **1/2 film, The Princess Switch, starring Vanessa Hudgens, Nick Sagar, Sam Palladio, Mia Lloyd, Lachlan Nibor, Ricky Norwood, Florence Hall, Sue Ann Braun, Mark Fleischman director, Mike Roll rating **1/2 reviewer, George Silix overview. Netflix had a startling hit on its hands with the first Princess Switch, which highlighted Vanessa Hudgens taking on double parts as the Duchess of Montenegro Margaret and a bread cook named Stacy who looks simply similar. The entirety of the standards from the past film are represented, with snapshots of humor, heart, and barely enough confusion to keep things exuberant, and keeping in mind that it doesn't exactly accomplish similar statures as the first, it will at present make a flawless expansion to your Christmas watch list. This time, Stacy and Edward now definitely wedded revisitation of Montenegro for Margaret's crowning ritual after she surprisingly gets next in line for the seat. Despite the fact that Margaret and Kevin separated months sooner, the ashes of their relationship gleam back to life when Stacy persuades Kevin and his bright little girl Olivia Alexa Addison to go to the crowning celebration as well. Add to that a third Hudgens doppelganger named Fiona, a cousin of Margaret's who will persevere relentlessly to take some imperial mixture to support her online media influence or way of life, and the film is ready for screwball hijinks. Tragically, those hijinks aren't exactly as fun as they were in the main film. Margaret's delegated as the motor that drives the entire story and the sentiment plots are the film's enthusiastic center, yet those components kind of take a rearward sitting arrangement to the screwball shell round of exchanging around which Vanessa Hudgens goes where. The entirety of the fundamental players are back for the spin-off, as notwithstanding Hudgens' numerous jobs, Prince Edward, Kevin, Mrs. Donatelli, Olivia, and more join the occasion celebrations by and by. There's an encouraging commonality from the absolute first grouping, and while a few characters do not have a touch of multifaceted nature and profundity, there's certified science among the cast that as a rule shrouds those imperfections. Truth be told, those are the best pieces of the film. At the point when Mike Roll inclines toward the developing connections of the primary four leads, the film can catch that equivalent magnificent sorcery from the first. Bernheim and Metzger absolutely endeavor to make some sensational pressure by giving Margaret another conceivable love interest in her counsel Antonio Lachlan Nibor, however he's such a plot gadget that he never feels like a genuine opponent to Kevin. In like manner, the choice to leave Edward in obscurity about Margaret and Stacy's switch feels completely outlandish and prompts a portion of the film's most exceedingly awful scenes, as Olivia rethinks the possibility of an unsavory film youngster by offering Edward the absolute worst marriage guidance while attempting to shield him from finding the switch. Or maybe, it's not until Fiona swans into unleashed devastation that the film really turns into any good times. In the main film, she got along admirably at turning now and again the science with Palladio and Sagar, relying upon which character she was playing in a given scene, and her compliment work and mannerism were sufficiently reasonable to cause Margaret and Stacy to feel extraordinary. She does likewise here, however, with the special reward of doing what feels like a peculiar Earthquake impression as Fiona. With a more profound voice, modest highlight and an inexorably ludicrous arrangement of fascinators, Fiona is miscreant you love to abhor. Hudgens is plainly having a fabulous time playing her. At the point when the film limits its concentration to Margaret, Stacy, Kevin, Edward, and Olivia, it sparkles and it res.